5. Personality Realities. Let's go back and talk about deified reality again. Deified reality is the part of infinity that the I Am moved into. There are many subdivisions of deified reality. Personality realities make up one of these subdivisions. As you would visualize personality reality, it would start out with the type of mind that has qualities of worship and wisdom. This is the human and the midwayer type of mind. It goes on up through Marantia and spiritual levels of growth to where you reach finality of personality status. This is the way human beings and midwayers and all other kindred creatures grow. But there are many other types of personalities that do not grow in just this way. Reality can be expanded without limit. Personalities can be infinitely varied. Both reality and personality can become related to deity. Both can be eternally stabilized. There is a limit to the changes that can be made in non-personal reality, but we know of no limitations as to how far a personality can advance and grow. When personalities really grow up and reach advanced levels of attained experience, it becomes more and more possible for them to associate together. Within limits, they may even be able to create something new and someone new. Even God and man, divine nature and human nature, can live together in the same personality. Christ Michael proves this, for he is right now still the Son of Man as well as the Son of God. Below the level of infinity, any two personalities may develop the ability to associate. They may even develop the ability to create together. This goes even beyond personality as such. It also takes in pre-personal and super-personal beings. The pre-personal, the personal, and the super-personal are all linked together. There are three things that link them together. First of all, they can work together sooner or later. Then second, they can all progress and grow. And lastly, third, they have capacity to be co-creational. But there is a sharp line between these three relationships and something that is impersonal. Something that is impersonal never gets to be personal as a matter of growth. Personality never appears spontaneously. Personality is always the gift of the Paradise Father. Personality is put in on top of energy. It is something that is added to a living energy system. Non-living energy patterns may have identity, but they never have personality. What personality is a secret of the Universal Father. He gives it and knows what the destiny of personality is. The Eternal Son is the absolute personality. The Eternal Son knows the secrets of spirit energy and all about how Marantia spirits become perfected spirits. The conjoint actor is the spirit-mind personality. He is the source of intelligence, reason, and the universal mind. But the Isle of Paradise is neither personal nor spiritual. The Isle of Paradise is the essence of the universal body. It is where all physical matter came from. It is also the master pattern that was copied in the building of the material creations. These four qualities of universal reality could be described as matter, mind, spirit, and personality. Human beings know about them as follows. 1. Body, the material or physical organism of man, the living electrochemical mechanism of animal nature and of animal origin. 2. Mind, the part of the living body that thinks, senses, and feels. This includes both the conscious and the unconscious levels of mind. This is the intelligence and the emotions which reach up through worship and wisdom to the spirit level. 3. Spirit. This is the divine spirit that lives in man's mind. This divine spirit is called a thought adjuster. This spirit is immortal. It is not a personality. It is pre-personal. It has a chance to become a part of man's personality if that human being chooses to survive. 4. Soul. The soul of man is something that is built up by experience. When a human being chooses to do the will of the Father in heaven, then the indwelling spirit becomes the father of something new. The human mind is the mother of this same new reality. This new reality is the child of the indwelling spirit and of the human mind. It is neither material nor spiritual. It is something in between, Maranchal. This is the emerging soul. It is intended to be immortal. It can survive mortal death and begin the long ascent to paradise. 5. Personality. The personality of a human being is neither body, mind, nor spirit. Neither is it the soul. Personality does not change. Everything else in a creature's experience does change. Personality unifies everything that goes to make up a creature. Personality is something unique. It is something which the Father gives. He gives it to the living associated energies of matter, mind, and spirit. Personality survives with the survival of the Maranchal soul. 6. Marantia. There is a big gap between matter and spirit. Many things exist in this in-between zone. We call these in-between realities Marantia. This word can be used to describe any Marantia reality, personal or impersonal, living or non-living. The warp of Marantia is spiritual. Its woof is physical.